In an effort to convince Governor Walz and his administration to stop looking for ways to punish local restaurants, State Representative Tony Juergens has penned a letter with 50 other lawmakers asking the governor's office to stand down. Juergens explains.
Some local businesses brought it to my attention that OSHA had recently inspected their businesses, and what I found out is that the Department of Public Safety, Department of Health, and Minnesota OSHA, which is part of Department of Labor and Industry, have come together in a partnership and to increase their compliance checks. Basically, they're sending spies out to find somebody at a restaurant that maybe pulls their mask down for a few minutes, and that results in an inspection from either the Department of Health or OSHA. And one of the problems with that is if it's OSHA, they have a completely different set of rules and checklists that they're looking for than what the Department of Health looks for. And the end result could be major fines on the part of the businesses or changes to the structure of their business that it's going to cost them thousands of dollars. We've sent a letter to the governor asking him to rethink this. You know, when he came out with his executive orders, he said that the checks would be for educational purposes, not punitive. But this is completely punitive when the businesses are being fined for minor infractions. And so we're hoping and asking the governor to take another look at this and hopefully come to a better resolution. Let's work with the businesses. Let's not kick them when they're down.